News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
A contract valued at approximately $48 million has been awarded to Microservicing Limited to carry out rehabilitation work on the Roadhouse to White House roadway in St. Catherine. The 7-kilometer road serves the communities of Pleasant Farm, Nutty Farm, White House, and McGraw. It is also used in transporting bauxite from Windalco.
It is in need of urgent repairs and poses a danger to both motorists and pedestrians. Funding for this project will come from the Road Maintenance Fund.
Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing Wednesday. Work will start this month and is scheduled for completion in April 2016. The Transport Authority has introduced a system of color coding of public passenger vehicles as part of ongoing efforts to improve the public transportation system. Managing Director of the Transport Authority, Donald Foster, says under the new regime, all taxis are required to have a checkered strip running down the side of the vehicle, as well as a globe at the top, clearly marked taxi.
These standards are now part of our regulations. They are gazetted, and so come the end of March, all hackney carriage taxis, as well as route taxis, will be fitted with their color-coded signs. It will help us to better monitor public transport. It will improve order, and it will help commuters to easier identify legally operated taxis.
Mr. Foster says route taxis will feature a black and white checkered strip running along each side of the vehicle from the front to the back, while vehicles operating as hackney carriages will have a black and yellow checkered strip. The strips should be about 4 inches wide. Meanwhile, Managing Director of the Transport Authority, Donald Foster, says no license renewal will be granted during the 2016 licensing period without the requisite checkered color-coded strip and globe along with the relevant vehicle examination. Mr. Foster says no extension will be granted for public passenger operators to renew their licenses beyond the 2016 period, which runs from February 15 to March 31.
Come the 15th of February, when we start our license reapplication, the Transport Authority will not issue any license to vehicles that are not properly color-coded or vehicles that have not gone through the process of examination for the mechanical and structural integrity of the vehicle to operate as a safe public transportation vehicle.
Mr. Foster was speaking at a JIS think tank session earlier this week. And an independent disciplinary panel has been convened by the Child Development Agency, CDA, to look into the conduct of officers following the removal of 34 wards of the state from the Sunshine Child Care Facility. The task force, to be headed by former chairman of the Women's Leadership Initiative, Sharon Lake, will begin its hearings on December 22. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hannum made the disclosure during a statement to the House of Representatives Tuesday as she tabled a report from the Office of the Children's Advocate into the conduct of the CDA officers.
I have asked them to make the necessary recommendations so that our systems and procedures are improved to reinforce the appropriate culture necessary for child protection.
The report highlighted that certain individuals in the CDA failed to follow the established procedures and policy application, such as failure to adequately prepare the children for their removal to other locations. Ms. Hanna says the report from the task force will be submitted by February 2016. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
I work with ladies in our prison system who never learned how to read. This can be very frustrating for them. So when I'm able to plant the seeds of education, I can watch these ladies grow and develop. It makes me feel so good. When they run to you with their CXC passes and tell you thanks, I know that I am making a real difference. I am Ethel Morgan of the Department of Correctional Services, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.